Could you begin by telling me a little bit about the Young Farmers Coalition?
So NYFC was established in 2010, and our organization works to address the most critical structural and economic barriers that prevent motivated young people from starting and growing farm businesses.
And you're joining me today to talk about the Colorado Agriculture Workforce Development Act. Could you tell me a little bit about this bill?
So the Colorado Agriculture Workforce Development Act came out of the Colorado Young and Beginning Farmer Interim Study Committee. And one of the sort of key conversations we had during that committee were around adequate training opportunities and experiential learning for farmers and ranchers. Agriculture is a knowledge-intensive industry. You know, you can't really learn everything you can about agriculture in the classroom. It's really essential that you get that hands-on training to succeed in the ag industry. And so the committee discussed what resources are out there and kind of came up with this idea of a grant program that would be through the Colorado Department of Agriculture and pay up to half the costs of hiring a on-farm intern.
Has it been decided already where that funding might come from?
The funding, as of now, would just come from the general fund.
60% of Colorado farmers are set to retire over the next two decades, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. And less than 7% of farmers in Colorado right now are under the age of 45. So can you talk about the implications that might have if we don't train people to start farming?
Colorado's agricultural workforce is older now, on average, than any other time in history. According to the last United States Department of Agriculture census of agriculture, and I think one of the scarier statistics is that in Colorado, farmers over the age of 55 outnumber young farmers under 35 by a 12-to-1 margin. And the barriers of entry into this industry are immense. High startup costs, being able to find affordable farmland. And so it's critical that we provide the tools and resources to help aspiring farmers and ranchers that are interested in starting careers in agriculture an opportunity to gain that training and experience to help them develop, you know, kind of a viable business of their own. A lot of young farmers today are first-generation farmers, so they're not growing up with farming backgrounds, with that experience of sort of coming in at it through a career switch or after college and looking to, you know, kind of make a difference in the way that we're growing food. And so, you know, providing that training and opportunity to kind of have a mentorship experience is, I think, something super critical to ensuring that these young people succeed long term.
The first committee hearing is tomorrow, February 1st. What committee is it going to?
Senate Agriculture and Natural Resources.
How is it faring so far?
The bill does seem to have a broad range of support. Coming out of the interim committee, the bill had unanimous support. It has bipartisan sponsorship, and it's got support from the agriculture community. I mean, this bill expands all ag businesses, no matter how big or small your ag operation. So a lot of groups and organizations have gotten behind it.
Is there a model of any other states with a similar bill passing?
This would be one of the very first standalone agriculture workforce internship grant programs. So one of the reasons that we are also excited about this bill is that it could be a model for other states. The bill would also direct the Colorado Department of Agriculture to actually develop guidelines for internships to help ensure that the intern was getting meaningful work experience, skills that will actually translate to future success.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Alex Funk, Western Policy Director for National Young Farmers Coalition.
Thank you.